quote, is already having a tremendous impact. These appointments are going to be one of the most important things, if not the most important thing, we do, unquote. The judges Trump picked are, on the whole, smart, experienced, and conservative. The American Bar Association evaluated 60 of them and rated 56 as qualified or well-qualified. They are mostly white and male, and several have spurred controversy with their comments about hot political and social debates. On the bench, their views will shape a sweeping array of issues. Conservative judges tend to be sympathetic to claims about gun rights, religious freedom, and free speech. During his time on the Tenth Circuit, for example, new Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch ruled on a landmark case involving the craft store chain Hobby Lobby, finding that it had a right not to provide birth control coverage to employees for religious reasons. At the same time, the judges Trump's team favors tend to be skeptical about abortion rights and workplace and environmental protections. Shortly after Trump nominee Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in October, she joined a decision refusing to rehear a workplace racial segregation case. Since the vast majority of cases never make it to the Supreme Court, these life-tenured judges will be the final authority on some of the most controversial issues in American life. Most of those confirmed so far have taken seats formerly held by Republican-appointed jurists, so the balance on major circuits hasn't yet shifted drastically. But it will. Filling the bench is a project whose impact will accrete slowly with one decision at a time by judges who hold their jobs for decades. Quote, "They will way outlast most of us," unquote, says Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, a Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee.